Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, January 2nd, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and once again, it's a joy to begin this new year with our very first message. Reminder, regular listeners, we're sharing this message from my sister's home in Greensboro, North Carolina, a large open room that has a lot of vibrations on our laptop. So it's not the normal sound we have when compared to our home studio. Today's message is titled, Jesus Will Still Be There. And it's another message similar to the last message we shared of 08, of encouragement and assurance for the times that may be ahead. Scripture texts are from Jeremiah 31, verse 3, and Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 8.
The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. God has said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
As we prepare the very first encouragement message for 2009, we want to share a special message of hope and assurance. And again, I recall just a couple days ago in our final message in 08, it was similar, but we feel it's a needed theme. We consider the various burdens and uncertainties so many of you are dealing with. In many cases, Brooksine and I can visualize who you are and the situations you struggle with. You may be a family member, in some cases, a friend, or a former church parishioner. Perhaps you're among the many we meet in our chaplain service, or a faithful, long-time reader of the daily encouragement messages.
At creation, God established the annual unit of time. This is mentioned in Genesis 1:14. As a matter of fact, I'm starting my new reading again in the Bible, and I read about it yesterday. The passing of years is a great time to do some reflecting as well as looking ahead to the next phase in our life's journey. We each look back to milestones this past year, and for some, they are more significant than others.
Some of you look ahead to 2009 with temporal optimism. Pardon me. In your life, things are going well, and you feel secure. Your health good. Your job seems secure. Life's good for you. That's very uncertain, all of that. But others face the new year with a great sense of uncertainty. You may be dealing with a wayward child, physical pain, financial hardship, or some other form of distress. Well, today's message is for both those who feel security in this life and those that may not feel secure.
Settle deep in your spirit that our one and only certain source of hope is Jesus Christ. He alone is an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. This is expressed so well in the great hymn, The Solid Rock, and most especially in that line, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
Well, we selected the two verses that we shared today. And express three unchangeable truths concerning God. He loves us with an everlasting love. He will never leave us. He is always the same.
And as we ground our faith in these truths, we can, regardless of our temporal condition, experience the hope, peace, and assurance that is at the very core of living an abundant life through Jesus Christ.
A song comes to mind that has a very fitting theme for beginning a new year. Title, Jesus Will Still Be There. In fact, I have a link to it on the site today. We are reminded of the most certain reality, that Jesus will still be there. He'll always be there. His love will never change no matter what changes around us. As we end one year, we move into another. He is a never-changing presence in our lives. We can absolutely rely upon him.
Well, let's pray together. And again, I wrote this in first person, so I hope that you can make this your very own prayer today as well. Father, as the year unfolds, I want to keep my soul's anchor embedded in the rock of ages. Help me to be unwavering in my faith and confident as I meditate on your many promises. You promise never to abandon me. Instead, you carefully guide me through the turbulent waters as I cling tightly to your hand and follow your direction. even as I daily experienced your goodness and faithfulness in 2008, I am absolutely certain I will enjoy your constant presence in my life and those I love in the new year of 2009. You are faithful, and I am grateful. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Our very first message and first prayer on our 2009 series of daily encouragements. It's our goal, as long as God gives us the ability, we have the means to prepare and share these messages most weekday mornings. This week we have been traveling and missed two. We prepared a message on Monday and Wednesday, and of course today's message Friday. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, and this is the message prepared for January 2nd, 2009. We do have a number of photos on the site today. Our lead photo today was not taken on this trip, but I like to use it. It's taken a bit farther west of North Carolina than where we are right now. It's Lure Lake near, let's say, Grandfather's Mountain. I don't think they call that. It's a beautiful outcropping, chimney rock. And along with that scripture verse that just seems to go with the photo. But we also have several photos up of recent relationships that we have renewed. Photo of my sister and husband, and then one of her family that they took on the trip, and then two sets of friends, the Suggs and McAngelis, who visited the last couple of days as well, to live down here in North Carolina. Well, we are heading back today. We will be traveling to Raleigh, North Carolina, to see another friend that we have not seen for many years, Chris Mohammer and her family. And then tomorrow morning up to Virginia, Maryland, and back over to Pennsylvania. Have to get there tomorrow late afternoon. Thanks for joining us today. We do, as I mentioned, have a song that we refer to in the message. It's available as a link. It's a YouTube link. Jesus Will Still Be Here. It's a great song. Point of Grace were the musicians that made it famous, and I think it's their original version as well. Blessings upon your new year, upon your day, upon your weekend. Stay faithful to Jesus Christ, and be assured that He will be faithful to you.